What does it mean if the husband says, I'm making a kainim if I don't give you a get? Like, what kind of kainim can you do? Like Rashi says, Loshen Hegdishu. Shayser Adavra love the Hegdish. Or Ma'arosa Zeh love. Like, he just made a neder, he's going to give his wife a get. So what is the Dachura to Shavua? Where's the neder? A neder always means you make a chayfet, something also to you. So where's the neder here? So Gemara answers, the case is, Amr Afuna. B'yayim, the husband says like this. Ya'asru kol peiros shaboyla malai. All the fruits of the world should be yasa to me. Emeinu megashecha. If I don't give you a get, then all the peiros should be yasa to me. So in such a case, the husband has to give his wife a get, because if he doesn't give her a get, he won't be able to eat any peiros. So that's the case, that because of his neder, he's giving her a get, and later he has a right to remarry her. V'tiru lo yishyach zerenu. So Gemara says, treat her, of course, like why not? There's no knossos here, there's no chshoshos here. So Gemara says, now the time I wanted to say, ligza mishum the Reb Nosson. Still I should make a gzera, that the husband is doing something wrong, so we don't want him to do this, we should make a gzera. What's Reb Nosson's halacha? The time Reb Nosson neimer. Ha noidir, somebody makes a neder, kilu bon abama. It's like you built a bama bizman that it's also to make bamas. V'yamakayma, if somebody goes and does his neder, in other words, it's bad enough that you made the neder. So really what you should do is, right away, go to a chacham to be matter the neder. But if a person did not go to a chacham, is very brave, and he thought he could be oymid, and he listened to the neder, it's even worse. It's kilu hikri v'leh korban, as if you mamish brought a korban on your bama when it's also to do that. So I would have thought to say, the rabbanu should make a knas to this man, that he should not be able to remarry his wife. Kamashmala know that on the man they did not make this gezeira. Right. Then the Mishnah ends off with my tikkun olam. So Mora says, my tikkun olam. What does it go on tikkun olam? Like this last halacha that the husband could remarry his wife, there's no new takana, new law. So Mora says, Omar Rav Sheshes Areisha. Goes on the Reisha. Goes on the beginning of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah made up there a new takana. That if you give your wife a get, Mishum Moitishemra, Mishum Neder, you cannot remarry her. So that's a tikkun olam. That the kid should not become mamzerim, or else that the lady should not go and make nedarim. Ravina Amaliyelam Asayf, he's been going to Asayf, Avokhiktoni. Ein bezum if they're tikkun olam. The Mishnah mitend off, when the husband makes the neder, then there's no special law pertaining to the husband. That's what I mean to say. Not that there is a tikkun olam, but it says, ein bezu if they're tikkun olam. This halacha, when the husband makes the neder, here there's no tikkun olam. Here if the husband wants to, he could remarry her later. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha moitzi es ishtoi mishum eilonis." The man gives his wife a get because she can't become pregnant. He found out she's an eilonis now, and he didn't know about it when he first married her. So now he finds out she's an eilonis. So I cope on him. He has to give her a get. We say Rashi says a svari, even though it's like a mekach toys, but no, the husband did not want all his bilas to be znus all along. So for sure, he made the kedusha and he meant it. Just now, he wants to give her a get. So if you do aime lo yachsi, you should know there's a kenas, if you give her a get because she's an idleness, you're not allowed to remarry her later. The chomar lechom say yachsi, no, you are allowed to remarry her later. There's no kekula. We'll soon see. Nisles liyachah, what's going to be if she remarried to another man? For hoyo lo bonem enenu. And she had children from the second husband. So now we see she wasn't a real idleness. The fact she didn't have children by the first husband was not her fault. It was the first husband's fault. So now, Vitev asks Subasa. Now she comes to Bezin and says she wants to receive her first Suba. Like this, the halacha is, when the first husband gave her a get because she was an islandess, he doesn't have to give her a Suba. Because he says, listen, the reason why I'm giving you a get is not because of me, it's because of you. There's something wrong with you. So therefore, you don't have to give her a Suba. But later on, when we find out that no, there's nothing wrong with her, so now she has a right to say, give me a Suba. So what's the halacha? Some Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what, you're better off, Oymalo, we tell the wife, Shtikusecha Yofim Debrecha. You're better off to be quiet now rather than complaining. Because if you're going to complain to the first husband, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, if I would have known that you're able to have children, I would have never given you the get. And it comes out then that the first get will be bottled, and she had no right to remarry, and the kids are mamzerim. So therefore we tell her, listen, be quiet, lady. Be happy that the get is still a good get, and don't go and complain to try and get back your first suga. The Kopar Mishnah says, though, if you give a get, Mishum Eilonis, Yehuda says, lo yachsa.
The Pasha Reb Yud is afraid of this Indian. Reb Yud is afraid that if the husband could remarry her later, so afraid this is what may happen. That later on the husband will find out that she's not an alumnus, and he'll feel bad that he gave her the get, and he'll want to be mevatel the get, and the kids will be mamzerim. So Mishun Kukula, Reb Yud makes this gezeira like, lo yachzor, the husband should not remarry her. This the Gemara says, Lameimer, you want to tell me, to Reb Yehuda, chayesh to Kukula. According to Reb Yehuda, we are afraid of this kilkul. That's why he says the husband's never allowed to remarry her. In order that he should not be afraid that the kilkul, the husband later, will want to be mevato the first get. And Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, you're telling me, loy chayesh to Kukula. The Rabbanan said, no, we're not afraid if any kilkul will come out later. If the first husband wants to remarry, he could remarry her. And we're not afraid the husband later will come to complain if she remarries to another man to say that he asked Harata why he gave her the get. According to Rabban, you're not afraid of Kilkul. So Gemara asked the Kasha, Vayipcha Shamina Lu. We learned just the opposite. That's not, we learned, that Hamoit, yes, this the Mishum Shemra, if you give a get to your wife because you heard bad rumors about her, the din is Lo Yachzer, you're not allowed to remarry her. Or Mishum Neda Lo Yachzer. So see, the Rabban say, we are afraid of Mishum Kilkul. We have Yehuda, he makes up new halachas. We have Yehuda, why it depends. Kol neder she yoda by rabim lo yachzor. If she made the neder in front of the rabim, that's a big pritzus. Then we say you're not allowed to remarry her. But b'shelo yoda by rabim, if the neder was not such a bad one, it wasn't made in front of the rabim, there's no big pritzus there, then we say yachzor, then the husband is allowed to remarry her. So Alma, you see, that Rabban and Chayshin Kukula, Rabbi Yehuda like Chayshin Kukula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if she only made a regular neder, then the husband is allowed to remarry her later. And we're not afraid that Kukul may come out that he'll come and complain later and say, if I would have known that I could be matter the neder, I would have never given her the get. So according to Stira, the Mishnah before Smasher Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid of a Kukul. And now a Mishnah here, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid of a Kukul. So Mashmul says Epech, and you have to change it around. For the Gemara, Vomidik Tani Seifer, Nisses Liachin, and you want to change around our Mishnah. Then our Mishnah, Reb Yud is the one that says, Yachzor, Reb Yud is not afraid of the Kukul. So Gemara says no, and our Mishnah can't say that. Vomidik Tani Seifer, the end of our Mishnah says clearly, alright, turn over. Since the Sefer Mishnah says, Nisus Liacher, in the case where the husband gave his wife a get because he thought she was an idleness, and then she went and got married to somebody else. When she had children from the second husband, now she comes to Bezin to say, see, I'm not an idleness. I deserve a ksuba from my first husband. Reb Yehuda says to her, Oimala, he tells her, Shtikusecha Yafim Nivarecha. You should know that keeping quiet, you're better off than talking. Why? Because if you talk now, we're afraid of a kilkul. We're afraid the husband will come and complain now and say, if I would have known that you could have children, I would have never given you the get. So it comes out now that she has no right to remarry, and the kids are mamzerim. So again, you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Shittir is afraid of a kilkul. So how could you say, Ipcha, change around our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says clearly he is afraid of a kilkul. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Honami Epech, change around the end part of the Mishnah also. It's not to abuse, it's the Chachamim that said that. So Abaye says, no, you don't have to change around the Gersis. And I'll answer Reb Yehuda, there's no steering in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, he's Savulak Reb Meir. He's Savulak Reb Loza. I'll tell you, really, Reb Yehuda is afraid of the Kilkul. So that's why it says now, Mishnah, you can never remarry back to Salonis. I had the question, why by Nedarim? Does Reb Yehuda say you would be allowed to remarry your wife? I'll tell you, because he holds like both shittas, like Reb Meir and like Reb Leza. Bitzorich, Savulok Reb Leza. If you need a Hataras Chacham, if he made a ned that needs Hataras Chacham, then he holds like Reb Leza Shita, that a husband does not want his wife to be Mavuz ben Bezdin. So he will never make his wife receive the Heter in Bezdin. Bishayn Bitzorich, let's say if she makes a ned that does not need a Chacham to be Matarit. And I'll tell you, Savulok Reb Meir, he holds like Reb Meir Svar to say what? If it was a neder that the husband himself could have been made for him, then there's no kilkul there. Because the husband for sure knows this halacha at the beginning. So since the husband at the beginning was not made for the neder, for sure the husband wants this neder to stay. Therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Kilkul by Nadarim. Because it's not possible. But over here, by Ireland, that it's possible, the husband later will complain and say, if I would have known you could have children, I would have never given you the get. Here Rabbi Yehuda makes the knas lo yachsa. But Rabbi says still, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda kasha. You only ask the kasha so far, Stephen Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanan la kasha. It has to come out of the Stephen and Rabbanan's also. That in the Rabbanan, the Mishnah before says, we are afraid of Tilkul. That's why by Nadarim or by Maitse Shemra, lo yachsa. So how come in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan say yachsar? If you marry an idolness, you are allowed to remarry it. It's a theory of the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Elam Rav, Rabbah says like this. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Lekash, it's true what you're saying. We answered Rabbi Yehuda Kreshanin, like we just answered. That really Rabbi Yehuda's chesh is to kill Kol all over. Just by the Dorim, it's not possible. I, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan lost Lekash. I tell you the two different Rabbanans. Man Chachomim, Rabbi Meir. The Yaman bin Tanai Kofel. That the Chomer, really the Shita, holds like Rav Meir Shita. Whenever you make a Tanai, you need a Tanai Kofel. But like Kafla L'Tanai. You know why now Mishnah over here, the Rabbanan say, if you marry her, Mishum Ailonis, that he says you're allowed to remarry her, and we're not afraid of the Kilkul, because they say, what would be the Kilkul? That if the husband speaks out, now I'm giving you a get because you're an Ailonis, so later the husband finds out that she could have children, the husband will say, listen, I never meant to give you the get in the first place. If I would have known that you could have children, I would have never given you the get. So therefore it's like a Tanai in the first get, that the get is bottled. But the Rabbanan Shita of Ramei holds that what type of a Tanai helps? You have to be Tanai Kofel. That means you have to speak it out both ways and say like this, I'm giving you the get now because you're an idleness. But you have to speak out. But if you're not an idleness, if you're not an idleness, then I don't want to give you the get. But if you don't speak that out, the Tanai doesn't help. So the Rabbanan now Mishnah holds that Svara. That even though the husband's giving the get because she's an idleness, but later, even if he finds out she could have children, he cannot be mevatel the get. Because since he did not make a Tanai Kofel, he did not speak out at the beginning that I'm giving you the get because you're an idleness. But if you're not an idleness, I don't want to give you the get. He didn't speak that out, therefore he can't be mevatel the get. So the Mishnah. Let's say a man, he needs money, he has a mishigas. He sells himself for a slave to a guy. He sells his kids also. And the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, he did it a few times already. Notice he has a good deal. He sells himself, he gets a lot of money, and then he lets the people free him. He says, the people have rechmonis on him, they go and pay the ransom. So the Mishnah says, therefore, ain't paid the nisai. We are not allowed anymore to go ahead and free him anymore. Because if you free him, you're just going to do it again. But after the father dies, then we are appointed to the kids that they should not remain by the goyim to become like goyim. The man did this already two or three times already. So now we know his business here. The guy's a good business going. He sells himself to a guy, gets $1,000, and then he goes to the shul and says, look what happened to me, the goyim owned me, and they free him. So after he did it two or three times, we can't do it anymore. Mura says, Hanu b'nei bei michsi. There are people from Bnei Michsi that the Yasfi Zuzim Yad Chachovim, the Jews there, they borrowed money from the Goyim. So they have a little friend, they didn't have any money to pay back. So also the Goyim came, they called Garvelu. They grabbed these people for Avodim. So now also came with the Rav Huna, they came in front of Huna, what should we do? Should we go and free these people or not? Omalu, my Avodachu, what can I do? There's none, it says now Mishnah. Hamoich Resatzma of Yasbon Yad Chachovim ain't part of Nisoi. We can't free them. But you yourself just learned. It's only if the person did it two or three times already. But the first time it happens, we are allowed to free him. He said back to him, I know these people there, Bnei Michsi, they're used to doing it. They do it on purpose. They borrow money from the Goyim, and they know they're not going to pay back letters. So the Goyim come and grab them away. Then they go and scream to the Jews, come and save us, redeem us. So the Jews redeemed them already a few times. So then they found out about this, nothing doing no more. We don't redeem them anymore. Ahu gar, what happened to a man, the Zav and Nashul Ludoi. He sold himself to this nation, Ludoi, that's cannibals, Rashi says. Umma Sheikh Lebnayodim. He said, I'm Umma that eat up people. Kids, so they kill people. So the Jew sold himself to Ludoi. Now, Osla came with the Rabbami. So the Jew himself now came in front of Rabbami. Omele said to him, Pirkon.